Corinthians, the second chapter. He is God. No matter where, when, why, who, how, anything else, he is God. Man can deny it. Man can strive to disprove it. But he's God. He's a great God. But most of all, he makes it clear, God is love. And God's love, and the greatest love, is for mankind. For God created man for himself personally, for his benefit, that he might have someone to love and someone who would freely love him back. You see, without love, man will destroy himself. But with the love of God, man can be built up. And did you know that we have a place in eternity? We have an eternity in him. And this eternal place and abode for all of those that have repented of sins and by faith trust him as Savior is called heaven. The eternal heaven is a new heaven and a new earth. And there's where those that are his are going to dwell for all of eternity. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Now notice the qualifier, those that love him. There's nothing compared to what God has for them. Those that love him. But listen, he doesn't force love. He leaves it up to the individual and gives them a choice. He gave you and me a choice. He gives every human being a choice. And it's not God's fault that man chooses wrong. It's man's fault. And the problems that we have today and the suffering and the turmoil that we have today, we're facing in our personal lives as well as society, is not God's fault. Listen, it is man's fault. It's him seeking his own way. It's him being lifted up in pride and following the example that Satan set, the most beautiful of angels. He was lifted up in pride, and he said, "I'll ascend up in the north, and I'll take over the stars," and he was going to take over the throne of God. Man has that same tendency. But man has no power to carry it out, as Lucifer had no power to carry it out, because he was banned from heaven then and there. No longer could go into heaven in the presence of God. And so God, in spite of man's condition, loves man with all there is. He made the greatest sacrifice that was ever made so man could go to this place called heaven. This place where it's written, "Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Heaven is the abode of God and the blessed. Those that are blessed are those that have repented of their sins and by faith trusted Christ to save their soul. Man trusts in himself today and thinks that it is given over. Religion is given over to man saving himself. Man coming to God on his own merits. That's not possible. Man can only come to God through Jesus and by his grace and depending on and trusting in what Jesus has done. In that he died for our sins, was buried, and rose again for our justification. When man will believe and trust in that, and not in himself, and not doing good, being good, and running in a race with the devil, then he trusts Jesus and what he's done. Then he's guaranteed this place called heaven. He's guaranteed it. And listen, heaven is a place where those that are there, yes, they're blessed by the grace of God through Jesus Christ. It is life without death, for there shall be no death in heaven. Look at Revelation 21 and verse number 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Listen, heaven is life without death, because there will be no more death there. Heaven is an eternal place. And those that are there will live on throughout all of eternity. It is love without passion, for we shall be like him. In 1 John 3:2, beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Heaven is a place without passion, for we shall be like him. It is beauty without infirmity, for there we shall be without spot or wrinkle. Look at Ephesians 5 and verse number 27. Ephesians 5 and 27 says that he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Listen, those that are faithful to him in this life give him honor and glory in a New Testament church. They shall be without blemish and without spot. Heaven is a blessing without cursing, for there will be no curse there. Look at Revelation 22 and verse number 3. It says, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. What are we going to do in heaven? Tells you right here. We shall serve him. We shall serve him. Listen, it's a blessing without cursing, because there shall be no curse there. It's glory without pain, for there shall be no more pain. Revelation 21 and verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. This old sinful mess that we have today will be gone. It will soon be forgotten. And bless your heart, those that are in heaven will enjoy the blessings of God for all of eternity, without suffering, without sorrow, without headaches and pains, rejoice, and no doubt rejoice together in loving the Lord and loving one another. You know, we have a difficult time sometimes loving one another in this old miserable life, but there we'll love one another passionately without any discourse at all. So, there'll be glory without pain, for there shall be no more pain. In verse 21, or Revelation 21, verse 4, there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. It's singing without crying, for there will be no more crying. Again, no crying, no sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be again any more pain. It is company without absence, for we shall ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse number 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Listen, we're going to be with him forever and ever and ever and ever without end. We're going to be with him. Who is he? He is the one who loved us so much that he gave up the wealth of the entire creation and universe and beyond, even in eternity. He gave up the blessings. He was rich, but he became poor for our sakes, the Bible says. He's the one who loved us so much and desired our relationship and our fellowship so much that he sacrificed everything. Everything. He personally sacrificed everything, including he sacrificed being in relationship and in the presence of God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That for the first time, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were separated, torn apart. And I say torn apart because it was a cruel separation. There was no joy in it. There was no comfort. There was no relief in it. We're talking about the one being with him who loved us far more than he loved himself. Proved it. For he sacrificed everything. And you think about it. Okay, he was God. That's not a big... Listen, for the first time, the three persons who are the one God of heaven were separated. Had never been separated eternally before by the sins of you and me. Yeah. He loved us so much that he was willing to give up everything to redeem us from our sin and from our condemnation, that we might ever be with him. Heaven is living without sin, for there shall be those that are there shall be faultless. Look at Jude 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and I thank God for that, and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Heaven. Is joy without sorrow, for all tears are wiped away. It's service without weariness. What are we going to do when we get to heaven? We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. Revelation 22 verse 3 says, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. But we'll do it without worry. We'll do it joyously. And we'll do it eagerly because we really want to do it. We want to show him how much we love him because of what he did for us, which was something we nor any other being could do for us. Only God the Son, who became a man, could do what was done for us to redeem us from the eternal condemnation of hell. And by the way, here's a fact, folks, and people don't want to face it today. We're either going to heaven or going to hell, one or the other. There's no in between. There is no in between. And once you leave this life, there's no hope of changing your destiny. If you go out of this life lost and in your sin, you're headed for hell. The Bible is clear. If you repent of your sins and by faith trust Christ as your Savior, you're headed for heaven. Guaranteed. And by the way, he didn't give us life until we sin, or life until we don't want to be saved anymore. He gave us eternal life. That's life without end. That's life for all of eternity. And listen, those that are there will serve him without any burden or suffering or sorrow, but they'll do it joyously. Look at Revelation 7:15. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. So shall we ever be with the Lord. It's satisfaction without hunger, for they shall hunger no more. Revelation 7 and verse 16. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Why is that? Because he's the light. He's the light. Did you know that he lights all of eternity? Yeah. Did you know the original creation didn't need the sun, moon, and stars because he was the light of eternity? When were the sun, moon, and stars? In the reconstruction of the earth after Satan's sin destroyed it. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. We're always complaining about the weather, but there won't be no complaining about weather there. It'll always be comfortable. It'll always be enjoyable. It is riches without poverty, for we shall be heirs of God and joint heirs of Christ, if so be that we suffer with him. Look at Romans 8, 16 and 17. It says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Do you have that witness? His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. If you don't have that witness, tells you where you're at and what you need. You need to humble yourself, turn to Jesus, repent of your sins, and by faith trust him as Savior. And do that with a heart. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. If children, then heirs. But there's more. Joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him. There will be those who faithfully serve the Lord in this life after that they're saved and give him glory in a New Testament church. They then will be joint heirs with Christ. They will inherit everything that he does. There will be some who won't be joint heirs. But they're still heirs. They're still in heaven. And that city there, the faithful and those joint heirs will dwell in that city, the holy city, New Jerusalem. It comes down from God out of heaven. And those that are not joint heirs, those who do not suffer with him, those who do not serve him faithfully in a New Testament church, will be among the nations of the saved outside of the city that walk in the light of the city. Well, what difference does it make? I'm going to go to heaven and I'll be all right. Well, I'll tell you what, when you stand before Jesus empty-handed with nothing to show for, saved yet, sized by fire, I'll guarantee you, you will wish you would have listened to what the Word of God had to say. And you would have made the sacrifice that it would take to be a joint heir with Jesus. The one who suffered so much for us that we would not have to suffer. It is the habitation of God and his holy angels and saints. That's what heaven is. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Heaven is light without darkness, for there shall be no light there. Revelation 22, 5. There shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And then in 21 and 23, And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. The Lamb is the light thereof. You know, Jesus, when he was in the world, he said, I'm the light of the world. But you know, when he left the world, he said that his church was the light of the world. He is the light of eternity. And he will be there eternally with those in heaven that go and be with him. And he will provide them light. He will provide them everything that will make them happy, because that's what love does. Love, when someone loves someone else, they do everything they can do to make them happy. How's your love? Now, that's the kind of love that he has. Did you know that husbands and wives ought to have love for one another in the same manner? Yeah. Our problem is, though, we have love of self. He doesn't have love for himself. He has love for us. Think about it. Who's man? Who's old sinful man? Who's man who's going to have it his way? Who's man who bows his neck and says, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to have it. It ought to be my way in spite of God. Listen, God's going to have his way one way or another. And that old neck that we bow may get kinked a little bit. Could even be broken. Shouldn't bow our neck against the God that loves us so much, the God who's given us so much. And if we know him as Savior and have that witness of the Spirit within us, then we ought to be so thankful to him that we would be willing to surrender our lives to him for his service. And he's promised, if so be that we suffer with him, we can be joint heirs with Jesus. And Jesus is going to inherit everything. See? The Bible teaches concerning the bride of Christ. He's going to be King of kings and Lord of lords. She's going to be the queen. The bride is going to be the queen. He's going to be the chief in charge and in control. And his faithful bride, faithful New Testament church members, are going to sit at his side and share in that for all of eternity. Heaven, it's a wonderful place. Why? Because 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Notice the condition? Those that love him. You know what? John spends quite a bit of time in the book of John concerning the love for the Lord. You know, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my word. Yeah. That's a good test. Are we willing to surrender our life to him and let him control our life? If you love him, you will. If you love him, you'll keep his commandments. Are we going to do it perfectly? No. A saved sinner is still a sinner, and he's not going to do it perfectly. But again, God has made a way for him to take care of that. And that is, if we'll confess our sins, he's faithful and just, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lost friend, if you're here this morning, you don't know the Lord as your Savior. You don't know what we're talking about, the witness of the Spirit. You need to come to Jesus. You need to repent of your sins. You need to, by faith, trust him to save you. Salvation is of the Lord. not of man. Salvation is a free gift, and all that we can do is receive it by faith, trusting in Jesus. If you're here this morning and you don't know that if you died right now, you go to heaven and be with the Lord, I encourage you to come to Jesus. Trust Him as Savior. Come to Jesus. Look to Him. Because you see, there's nothing here. All the beauty and glory that's here, that's left and not messed up by the sin of man. All the beauty and glory, that's here, there's nothing here. There's no enjoyment of life to be compared to the joy of life we're going to have for eternity. He offers it to all who will come. He not only offers it, He guarantees it. He guarantees it. Let's stand. What shall we sing, brother? Invitation's open. The invitation's been open all service, but it's especially open now. If you're here, you have not trusted Jesus as your Savior, I encourage you to do so, that you might know that you have a home in heaven, that you might know that you have a place with Him who loves you so much. You need to come and surrender your life in service. Come and present yourself for scriptural baptism, membership of this New Testament church, that you can not only be an heir of God, but a joint heir with Jesus. I know that's narrow according to Christianity, but my brethren, there is no universal church of any kind in the Bible. It's all local. And He gets glory through that local church.